This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
Let's call to order the Johnson County Hospital District Board meeting for September 28th. And we'll entertain a motion to review and approve the prior month's minutes.
So moved.
Hey there, Tom.
We're ready for a second.
Tom seconds it.
Actually, the records are going to be really easy. Tom motioned and Tom seconded.
Are you there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, I think it's been seconded.
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Minutes are approved. Our chief of staff is not here tonight. Would you like to step in for the chief of staff?
I will again. The ER continues to be very busy. And Haley told me yesterday that September was our busiest trauma month of the year. And we had 9 up till yesterday, and we had another one last night. So we've had 10 traumas for the trauma registry, so big traumas in the month. We transferred a ton of acute care patients out, critically ill. And Wyoming Life Flight said that that's what they're seeing everywhere they go, which is weird. And they're super sick people. Hospital's been up and down, but it doesn't reflect. I mean, the numbers don't always reflect because they're in and out and in and out. So we're busy. We keep being busy. Then they had that thing today, which was good. What was it called? The right road. The right road.
Buffalo's version of Freshman Impact.
Nice.
Which we've sort of.
Which I heard was wonderful.
Yeah. Really well organized.
Yeah.
So. Freshman Impact was a national program?
Well,
for a state program?
Like a highway patrolman from South Dakota initiated the program, and they had some pretty rigid requirements, and they were a little heavy-handed when they traveled around and did this in different jurisdictions. So we said, well, let's do our own version of it. It's very similar, but without somebody else telling you what must be done. I think that's good. It's kind of tailored to this community.
So it's a one.
Right. Well, it's part of that problem because of COVID. We weren't able to do Freshman Impact for a couple of years. And so they wanted to include all those kids that didn't get included. And maybe that's why we rebranded it to something different. But yeah, they wanted to include the kids. Because I think initially it was just freshmen.
We've wandered a bit from our objective as chief of staff. But I'll add one more thing. The new ER dog.
Phenomenal. And really, I don't know what it is about the new doctor, but they get planned. And he has been planned every day.
Dr. Richards had worked in Sheridan, so he's not inexperienced. He just had to get to know our system and computer and people. But he seems to have integrated well. Good asset. Mm-hmm.
And Mitch had his first week at hospital too, by the way, and he did an amazing job. Very thankful. Very thankful. It was very beyond thankful.
Thank you. Chief of Staff, now would you like to be Director of Nursing?
Yes, I will. Any questions for me? I don't really have anything different to ask than what they did.
If no questions for Mary, let's move on to Lori.
Yeah, I don't have anything to ask. The new age captain is in there, but I mean, it's basically the same, you know. I mean, some of the numbers have just slipped, but I think a lot of that stuff is going to be fine once we get the construction over with. They have their new rooms and stuff. Some of that stuff is just stuff we're not going to be able to change until we're done.
I noticed that under patient resident care complaints, year to date we have 14, whereas a year ago we had 4. Is that a trend or a reflection of anything we need to take note of?
I don't think so. I mean, there's just, we're getting a lot of strange complaints, and I don't think that there's anything that I can put my finger on that over and over the same thing that's happening. It's not, it's just a lot of different things.
Okay. Any questions for Lori about leadership reports? Thank you. Miranda?
Not much to add to my report. I did get a couple of good patient feedback things for Mitchell, one of them being an inpatient that raved about how thorough and they very much appreciated his care and the time they took with him. And then a couple of patient families in the clinic as well. So I think that he's doing a great job for us so far. And then coming out the pipes, we're currently working on it in the middle of it. It's a quality improvement project for Welcome to Medicare and Medicare annual wellness trainings in the clinic, which we've never done before. Dr. Williams and Nikki Smith and one of our nurses have done a very thorough and good job over the last year kind of streamlining some of our documentation so we get reimbursed for these correctly. So they've initiated that, and then we're just going to continue to work on that pretty heavily through the end of the year and then into the beginning of next year.
So. I have to say my mom was in the hospital over the weekend, and Mitch took care of her, and he was awesome. There's just not enough to say about him. He was really good. He spends a lot of time with them, and he's just so kind to them.
The crocodile.
Seems like a conscientious man. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing lower numbers compared to last year in the clinic. And I'm not sure I can understand why that is.
I don't know. I mean, compared to last year, we are down at this point. Roughly 200 visits, and I don't know if there's a contributing factor or not to that. Our teacher is maintaining a busy, and we're continuing to be full with that in terms of the patients, and we're still acquiring new patients every day. So.
I think there's more COVID concerns and more respiratory illness at the time.
Well, we were down a whole provider through the summer, too. I think that's important to take note of. And Mitch was here in August, but was mostly doing onboarding and didn't have payer credentialing. And so really, through the first 2 months, we were down a whole provider that was covering ER, hospitalist, and clinic. And so then we pulled our clinic providers out to help service, I think, the other areas. And that definitely is going to have an impact on volume and numbers. When I looked at like provider numbers as a whole, August was the highest month we've had year to date, so through January. So I think we're seeing definitely kind of a trend kick up. You know, I've had a lot of conversations. I think the new model that we went to July 1st, I think is kind of having an impact and helping people kind of look at their schedules and stuff like that too. So seeing some tweaks and some of those things. So I think September will be a better kind of barometer of what that looks like. And Dr. Richards just started last week, really. And so, you know, moving forward, we're, you know, part of the idea with bringing another full-time ER doc was to help stabilize the ER and let our clinic docs be in clinic more frequently. And so I think we're going to really start to see a larger trend of things move in, you know, a better direction from a volume standpoint. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think her end of March, didn't she?
May, yeah, end of April, I think. So.
All right, any questions for Miranda?
Do we have a census, Tom? I was just curious if we think construction. I mean, does construction have any impact on the customer?
Oh, yeah, definitely on our HCAP scores, Tom. Is that what you're asking about?
Oh, just visits, you know.
Oh, the visits.
Is that people are staying away because of the construction or no?
I don't think so. I mean, as far as the clinic goes, we haven't really had any complaints with the construction. Even just chatting with patients, too, I don't even think they're complaining yet about the parking situation. So I don't know. I don't think at this point it's really reflected on patient visits yet at this point.
And with August seeing an increase in provider visits, especially, it's, you know, that's kind of when construction started, was the end of August. And so it seems like September's been stayed pretty busy across the board. So.
All right. If no further questions, we'll move into the CEO report.
All right, so last month we talked about an offer we made for our HR manager position, and Dale accepted, and so it's a pleasure to say that Dale Hall will be our new HR manager. Talking to all the staff that was part of the interviews, everyone was super excited about him. He brings a lot of great experience, and then he was a police officer up in Sheridan and retired before he kind of started his HR career, and so has been doing it since 2007, so comes with, you know, lots of experience, and will be a great addition. I think he just has a really calm demeanor, but comes with a lot of, you know, relevant experience in helping develop, you know, leadership development and customer service and some of those areas that I think will be really beneficial for the organization moving forward. So really excited about that. His first day is October 10th, and so we're just a couple weeks away from him starting with us. We're still looking for a lab manager at this time, Andrew, one of our lab techs, has a girlfriend in France and is going to be leaving later this year to go live over in France, and so are starting to kind of see some troubling things there, and haven't really had a lot of applicants, so I think we're probably going to have to start pursuing some additional, whether it's bringing some travelers in, because we have too much volume for three people to kind of manage that department, especially with the call. And so we've tried to help hold off. We thought we were going to have an on-site interview with a manager candidate a couple of weeks ago, and she canceled the day before. Took another position. I'm assuming traveling with what her salary was that she got to go do that. That's kind of been a unfortunate thing, but we don't have a whole lot of time, so we're going to probably start moving in that direction here shortly. The several of the grants that we talked about last month had tons of applicants, so most of those we're not expecting to hear back, maybe even until November, in that November board meeting. So it's hard to be patient when we have things kind of held up there. However, the USDA grant, which is the $200,000 grant we applied for, we did receive acceptance for that. And so I got the acceptance paperwork this week and getting that turned around. So at least, you know, the one we've heard back from was positive news. So hopefully we continue to hear more of that moving forward. And that's for new equipment that we're purchasing with the remodel. So stuff that we were already going to be spending money on anyways. It's a matching grant, so we have to cover 65% of the cost, but have, you know, new exam tables and beds and furniture and all sorts of stuff that's going to be going in our new rooms. And so shouldn't be really any additional expense to us looking at that grant. So construction continues to be going really well. Windows started going in into the new inpatient space. They started doing the foundation work in the clinic and got the footings and foundation wall poured last week. I think in the inpatient room they got They have painting crews in there already. So it's kind of crazy to see how much that's transitioning. We turned over some of the inpatient rooms. When did we do that, Mary? 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
About 3 weeks ago.
It took them like half a week to demo it. It seemed like it just every time you step foot back there, it was like a new room was kind of getting tore out. And so it's, you know, but now they have the new what it's going to transition into framed up, and so it's really cool to kind of see how this is transforming, you know, right in front of our eyes as they're entering the new space. And there's a little bit of complexity that we're dealing with more now than we were previously, but it's getting pretty exciting. One of the things we're doing with that's kind of been a huge delay. We had probably the best way to say it is a miscommunication on selecting a nurse call vendor. So nurse calls, we've had to push that pretty hard the last couple of weeks. And I think some of the lead time we heard earlier this week was 20 weeks out for retrofitting the existing nurse call system. So what we have, the Duquesne system that we currently have for nurse call, is sunset. We can't get replacement parts except for like on eBay and things like that. And it's not really beneficial to have two separate systems running. So part of the remodel and addition is also replacing our nurse call system. And so just got bids this week for retrofitting our emergency room and OR and lab and radiology and clinic. So it's pretty extensive for how far it kind of traverses. But we'll be getting that kind of replaced. And I bring it up because the existing system has to stay up and operational so that we don't have a loss of ability to respond to patients or issues that kind of come up, especially like code blues and stuff that would happen in radiology or something. But with our current system, if we don't replace it, there's potential that it could go out at any time too. And so the new systems, I mean, they tend to last a really long time, too, so we're hopeful. And the one we went with, I don't think they sunset their systems, and so we should be able to have this new system for quite a while. We've been working over the last couple of weeks doing our retirement plan design with a vendor that we selected 2 months ago, and so that's going pretty well. We have a kind of a wrap-up for plan design. I'm excited about the opportunities that we're going to have with it. I think we're going to be able to really use it as a huge recruitment tool for us moving forward, and so that'll be kind of exciting. Dale Hall, our new HR manager, actually joined me on the call today when we were doing plan design, so I think that piece is going to be going really, really well, and I can kind of, I'll keep you guys kind of in the loop as we move forward, but I think some of the big changes with it is our current plan. The hospital only contributes to a SEP plan. You have to be here for 3 years in order to be part of the SEP, which is just really a long time in the current market. Most people are contributing at least after 1 year. And so what we've talked about doing is kind of retrofitting it and starting with matching contributions day one, but then having a vesting period that requires people to be fully vested to be here for 6 years. So it's kind of, we get a little bit of the same protection that we have with our current SEP plan, but for people who are going to stay and be part of the organization for a long period of time, we're going to start contributing to them right away and really encouraging them. The ones who are here for a year and gone won't really get any benefit necessarily from that retirement plan piece. So that's part of the goal, is really using it kind of as not just a recruitment tool, but also trying to get people to stay and be part of the organization for a long time. And then we had a good meeting with Black Hills Ortho a couple of weeks ago. They currently have several patients that are kind of waiting for us to get new equipment in the door for them to get a couple procedures, but they do have a pretty good list, and I'm hopeful that we'll start to see some cases come from that organization here coming soon.
When can we get our MRI back?
Our MRI back?
Yeah.
We have it back. Yeah, we got a new machine. And there had been some issues with our MRI machine and both the tech and then it not being set up properly, but we worked through those issues. And
well, see, I was scheduled for an MRI, but they told me that
Don't we have traveling MRI?
No, they did them Tuesday, Tom.
Huh?
They did them Tuesday. Did they cancel yours?
Well, no. Black Hills Ortho called and said, Buffalo's isn't working. We need to schedule you in Sheridan. And so, you know, that's like next week. I can change it.
Yeah.
We have one here now. They did it. They were here Tuesday. They did quite a few.
Yeah. I did talk to the radiologists over the last couple of weeks. I've had a couple of meetings with them. Dr. Taylor told me last week that there's some procedures that aren't done very frequently that they don't recommend being done in a mobile unit just because. Yeah, so it's probably fine for you to get on our schedule.
Okay.
So. We'll get with
we'll
you
find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll follow up on that.
Yes. We have a meeting with the VA coming up here in October, just with the VA services here in Buffalo growing and some issues with working with the Sheridan VA for some of the patients who've had it in the past. There's quite a few of us that are going to kind of go up and have some face-to-face meetings with the VA and hoping to kind of improve that communication and that process so we can be a better team as a whole. We're definitely put in a position where the patient we had was needed a different level of care from the Sheridan VA, and it was kind of unfortunate to see how it all played out and what their response was to our requests and needs. And so I'm really hopeful that we can see that process improve moving forward. And that's all that I have for the month, unless anybody has any questions.
Is hey, when Dale moves up here where he starts, does he have a place to stay? Is he going to stay in our house over there?
No, so his mother-in-law lives up in Sheridan, and so he's going to start with them. He's got a senior in high school, and so his wife's going to stay in Texas until his daughter graduates, and then they're going to move up here. So, yeah. So he's got a spot to land when he gets here.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are we firm on our financing for construction?
Yep. I think everything got solidified. So.
So our cash position looks pretty good right now.
Well, we haven't drawn from it, but our ability to do construction right now is in a better spot than we've probably been since we broke ground. So I do feel good about that. I think it took a couple of iterations, but I think we're in a really good spot. So.
Okay. Well, we have an item on the agenda to talk about the retainage account, but before we go there, we're at the stage for credentialing, and it looks like there are 8 items on this credentialing. There's a couple of surgeons from Black Hills to be credentialed, one of the cardiologists from Casper, and then reappointment for 3 teleradiology candidates, radiologist Dr. Taylor and then cardiologist Dr. Pickrell. And some that are in processing. Don't think there are any issues. Medical staff has reviewed these, so we could entertain a motion for approval unless Tom has a question.
I like how you worded that.
I move we approve them.
I'll second.
Newman seconded. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those credentials have been approved. Next on the agenda is revisiting the retainage account information requested by Odell Construction. And we received an explanation in our packets describing how that works. And apparently the balance due is held in an account to earn interest until approval and distribution, I guess, is my understanding. And that didn't seem to raise any red flags with me. I don't think that the amount deposited is in excess of what's due or owed.
Yeah, I think it's for work they completed, so it's money that I think is already due to them, and with the duration of the project, I mean, I think there's a fairness to them to handle it in that way. And
it always made sense to just pay somebody what they were owed, and they could invest as they wish. So mm-hmm. I'm not clear.
So the
that doesn't happen.
Well, the retainage portion is there for kind of for our protection to make sure that everything is buttoned up and where we want it to be. So once the phases of the project are completed, we'll release retainage to them. But it's not until they have those pieces kind of like solidified and signed off on. So.
But in the meantime, it's growing a little bit.
Yeah.
So the account is in their name, but we control it, so to speak, and we don't allow, I guess, a distribution from it until we won't allow it. And like sign off on the work. They get the interest.
Yep, they get
the SO because it's their account.
Yep.
So would they have to set up an account somewhere? We transfer the money to their account somewhere?
So they're requesting that we set up the retainage account. It's in their name and tax ID number, but then they have to send us the amount that they're requesting be released, and then we have to authorize the bank to release the funds.
So did I hear you correctly that we don't, I mean, the amount of money that we put in this retainage account is like what is currently billed or something?
It's what's currently, so every time they submit an invoice, they pull retainage off. And so that retainage amount is truly for work that's been completed, that Odell's been paying their subs or holding out from themselves. And so it's the retainage amount truly is, it's 10% of what's owed to them for work completed. So it's not like we would put the entire 10% of the project estimate into a retainage account. It's only once they've completed the work that would hit retainage, that we put 10% into a retainage account for them. So only on money truly owed is where that accounts. And so since they've done the work and are just waiting for payment, that's why they've requested that they earn the interest. So
yeah, I got to thinking later, and it doesn't sound like they told you this, but I got to think it might have something to do with their bonding and mm-hmm. their balance sheet, you know, because they can show, like, let's say it's $1 million and we pop into their account, and it's under their tax ID number and under their name, although we control it, they can show it on their balance sheet as cash. And so yeah, it makes some of their ratios, like their current ratio, I mean, it makes things look a little better. Mm-hmm. Then they otherwise would, and it could have something to do with bonding, but it doesn't sound like they got into that with you. They're just saying they want to take interest on it or something.
I don't,
so it sounds to me like it's very standard, even in a case. I know it is in public, you know, in the case of public projects, but because we deal with them constantly. But I didn't, this is new to me on a private deal, but sounds like it's just fine. I mean, we just control it like we would otherwise.
Yeah.
Any other questions about the retainage account?
I mean, are you guys comfortable with it, Luke and Becky?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have any issues with it. So, from my standpoint, it seems to be a a fair and right thing to do, I guess, at some point in time. It's money that's that they've earned. And when they're starting to do so many projects at the same time as well, it's going to grow to be a pretty sizable number here by before too long, I think, too. So.
And someday the banks will pay a decent interest rate and it'll be some money out of.
No, that's exactly right. That's what I was sitting there thinking. It's like, geez, I mean, until we have to pay it, then that money sits, is ours, and the hospital earns the interest on it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't want to put any more money in that account that we necessarily have to at any given time.
Yep. No, and we never would. We would only do that transfer. So.
All right, well, we can make a motion and get her done.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
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 That motion carries. It's time to dim the lights.
Straightforward, easy month. Gross patient revenue came in at $3.1 million. We were just slightly over budget by $60,000. Deductions followed along with the revenue being higher, so they were a little bit over where I anticipated them being. Expenses came in under budget. Those all looked good for the month. We did finish the month with a $136,000 loss. Year to date, our gross patient revenue is just slightly under budget by $85,000. Expenses are $200,000 under budget. So year to date, we're looking at a positive $43,000.
So was that a reflection of excellent budgeting skills?
We'll go with that. stats are all pretty straightforward and pretty good right now, too. I don't know if you guys have questions on any of those. I think that's this one. So, looking at our AR numbers, they did just what I was thinking they were going to do after I talked to April last month. Our AR number for the month did go down. Hospital decreased by $657,000. Clinic increased, but I think that's just back and forth normal on that side too. And the account balances, this one is as of yesterday. They're holding pretty strong right now too. Again, pretty simple. I don't really have a whole lot unless you guys have more questions. Not anything specific to pull out on the income statement. Nothing was really outstanding to me this month. Did you see anything? Do you have questions?
No.
No.
That would be the end of it.
That's a record. All right, I'll turn the lights on. We had a lot of rather extensive budget presentations when Sandy was doing it. I think he enjoyed that quite a bit.
He's like playing a couple of different chapters.
You missed that, don't you?
I do.
There's two downstairs.
Oh, they're okay.
Went to the Jim Gatchel Museum.
No. Are we done?
Is there an indication for an executive session tonight?
Yes.
Yes, there is. We'll take a brief pause. We need a motion to go into executive.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.